Hey, everybody. Hey.
Hi.
Do we know? Is it just us? I think a lot of people are on spring break, but I don't remember who all said they were coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think.
the emails I sent out, I got an auto respond from Robert, although I did see him on Discord mention something like a couple hours ago, so he's just not working, I guess. He might.
Yeah.
I think Connie was the only person I saw who said they were joining, who's not joined.
Well, I'll just start on my part. I thought that just posting asking for free plants was just, I don't, I just had just crossed my mind, so I did it. And I'm shocked by, I mean, I don't know how I'm gonna get to all these plants. But people are super generous, so I guess I'll be driving around DFW this week picking up a lot of like mist flower and cone flower and things that I don't know about, but they're on the list, so
Awesome.
I guess they're good to have. So, but I thought I'll just go kind of pick those up as the week goes on and then bring them to, what's that work day, the 20th, I think. Is that right?
Monday, I think so.
Yeah, I can keep them alive till then.
Very cool. Well, that was a great idea, that the budget helper, right?
Yeah, a friend of mine suggested it, and I was like, that's not a bad idea. I mean, we'll just see. She said those gardening people always want to help, and they're all so nice. They know so much. And so I just posted, and it was like an inundation of offers.
What's so funny is that I'm on that Facebook page also, and I read, I was
So,
like, and it was like Brookhaven
yeah.
Pollinator Garden.
What
What? I was like, oh,
a
small world.
coincidence.
So, yeah, great idea.
And I'll bring cardboard too. I'm sure I have, between now and this weekend, I'm sure I'll have more boxes. There's, something all the time.
Yeah.
How does that work? I mean, this is something I should know, but how does that work? We just put down boxes, try to weed what we can, and then put down boxes and then mulch on top of that.
That's what I've done
Yeah.
for my own.
I
Yeah,
mean,
it helps hold the weeds down a bit, and then in my case, the Bermuda grass will run long under the cardboard, and then it's easy to rip out in one big long strand.
okay.
I asked Connie about that, and she said, just pulling the weeds, existing weeds that are on the pathways is just a waste of time because the cardboard will smother them. So just
Okay.
put down cardboard and more mulch.
Okay. How do we get them? I know that there's a contact somewhere for the mulch, but do we need to set that up? Like, do we need to schedule that or
It's hard
do
to
we
tell by looking at the pile how far that'll go, but I just eyeballing it, I think we could probably use a good part of that what's there up just on the paths. So, but yeah,
compost?
there's one of the people, I guess they just bring it over and dump it, whatever you call them, and give them some lead time.
Okay.
And you do have to contact them and ask them for a load of mulch. So.
Okay. I guess we should probably do that soonish. I mean, give them some lead time on that.
Yeah, you'll have to wait until spring break is over because they aren't there. So.
Ashley, I was gonna, you're signed up for John Bunker Sands, right? On Saturday?
I saw your I don't think so. My I checked my I saw your message and then I double
Oh,
checked.
okay. I tried to go on the original sign up. If anybody from our group that's gonna be there on the work day is, I can just hand them some boxes if it works out. If not, I'll just bring them later. Mondays, I just can't make it. And then almost all the Saturdays are field trips and volunteers. So.
All my field trips are super late. They're like late April. So.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I made a list of stuff, but it's just kind of to try and stay on one topic. The budget seems to be kind of a stickling point for us right now, as far as just because we kind of don't know exactly what we're going to do. I mean, what we need, plant costs, the signs are still up in the air.
I think it says preliminary. So that tells me that let's put some numbers down. And if it doesn't quite go 100% that way, I don't think anyone's going to get too upset with us. And I think it's due tomorrow. I assume we send that to Dave.
I think so. I'd have to go back and look.
I think it's David Parrish. So I don't mind doing that if we just want to agree on
budget numbers.
Some numbers.
Yeah, if you want to send it to me and let me just take a gander at it.
Okay.
And then I'll take a quick look at it and then send it back to you. Yes. But then it goes to David and Sue.
Okay.
Hey, for the signage, I dropped them some invoices I had from previous jobs we did at the Busch Center. Just for your reference, I mean, the 5x7 size, I think I did 3 and it was $60. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was about $60 for 3 signs. Those are the smaller ones you guys were thinking about doing for those different color coded ones. If we do, I think it's 6. Is it 6 total that we would need of those?
Yep. Right.
That's right.
So if we do six of those, that's like about $100 to $120. And if we wanted to do the 2 signs that'll be in the front as you drive by, and then the other one by the sidewalk, I think I can get those for about $24 each. It'll be awesome. $48 more. So about $168.
Oh, that's great. I thought that'd be a lot higher than that.
No, and the guy's willing to work with us because we've done a lot of projects with him. So he just wanted to know our budget as well. And he would kind of, you know, I told him it was be about 6 to 8 signs, what we were thinking.
Okay. And we were talking about somewhat larger, obviously, signs to go.
Yeah. Standard ones he's done they're like 24 by 12 over 24 by 18. And he's done 24 by 24s. I think we can fit a lot on a 24 by 24 sign.
Oh, sure. I agree. And it doesn't need to have a whole lot of information on it. Just something that's eye-catching. And, yeah. You know.
Points say pollinator garden this way.
Right, so exactly.
Like,
just,
like, welcome. It's not like private property or anything. Like, come enjoy kind of thing.
So if we want to establish the budget for like 168 or 170, we want to round it up for the signs. I can work with that. And I know somebody's working on some designs. I dropped in a PDF file of some sort that we had for our work, but I'm not a design guy. We have a whole team that does it for us on our job. So if somebody has that ability to do, you know, when do we need to have this project completed by? Because the guy said it's a 2-week lead time for them to produce them for us.
Oh, it's like the end of June or something that. Not the end of June. I think we give a presentation at the meeting in June, summer meeting. Big summer meeting.
So why don't we just say 200 for signs just to round it up?
Yeah,
that'll be good.
Okay, and then
you don't have to have everything done by the end of June, but that's a good target date. just to let you know that, you know, some of the signage when going through, especially the ones that are in, you know, traffic or mowing areas, you might have a little, you know, work with the maintenance sustainability group on those. But the ones inside the perimeter, inside the garden, you know, we can do pretty much anything we want.
So the ones inside the garden, we don't need to get approval for? I mean, we don't need to have an approval for? Okay.
No. Because I think as long as you're not referencing the college or
using their logo,
any logos or anything like that, then it's okay. But if you're directing them, you know, using the Brookhaven Windmill Garden or whatever the official name of it is, on the signs outside to direct people in. That's where you're going to need the buy-in from the college people on that. So kind of like the logo, if you're putting a logo on, you need that, their buy-in on it. So, you know, everything doesn't have to be done by the end of June, but as long as you have the plan and that, and hopefully the, you know, you'll want to have the outreach done by then, and, you know, the most of the plants in, that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not that big on the, I kind of like the pictures that somebody put with the logo incorporated, but I don't think that's just an extra hassle for us to deal with. I think, you know, everybody knows where they are. They're on the Brookhaven mm-hmm. College campus. It's rather obvious there. Yeah. So,
yeah. And on those signs inside the garden, I looked up, I wrote, I don't know, five or less than 10, more than five pollinators that are attracted by each color. And I think those signs could be pretty basic. I literally don't know how to design anything. Like
I think those, how we have them in our work, I have like one that says the wildflower meadow. And then I list the, I mean, it's not going to be every single plant, but I list the, like the top six common plants you'll see there are flowers, mm-hmm. wildflowers.
Yeah.
So we can kind of say yellow garden. I think I dropped one of those on the chat, but it was like wildflower meadow. And it was just the descriptors of the types of flowers that were in there.
I like those, Robert. I looked at those and I think that's a great idea. It's also a lot easier than putting a sign on every little tiny sign on Correct. Every single plant.
Yeah.
But,
if we list the, you know, say the yellow bed or whatever, mm-hmm. if that lists either the plants or the pollinators that are attracted, because they're, you know, different depending mm-hmm. on the colors, then we don't need to do the individual plant ones, or we still need to do those.
That sounds like one per section, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's what we were thinking. It's going to be one per section, like the yellow pollinator garden. And then, either whatever, if we're trying to do species that are attracted to that, or we could do the flowers that are found in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But either way, we don't do the Brook Hill design, then we're okay to just kind of list those and make a sign ourselves.
Correct. And we got examples of those. I mean, I just can compile a list and see how much we can fit on a 5x7 or pick the top 10 or top 8 or whatever that is from those pollinator gardens. Since we already have a list, and we just need to come up with the name of it. It's going to be the yellow pollinator garden or however we want to label it on the very top.
So, Robert, when you say top 6, does that mean most common in this section or like in Texas?
I think those are the ones that are they're going to be able to see there.
Okay. So at some point, we need to go out there and count, look at it, and see, you know, what's most prevalent.
Gonna be, yeah. What comes up every year? Because I think if people are doing this work, if they see every year we have the, you know, the goldenrods, or we have the Maximilian sunflowers type, you know, or the Texas star, all those like that, we can list on those, because not every year you'll have the same, you know, depending on what the weather does or depending on what is seated on there. And I dropped it in the chat. If you guys want to see how we have it for the wildflower meadow. And I also dropped our little, you know, some of the PDF files that some of our volunteers have helped us with. Same thing is, it doesn't encompass every single wildflower, but the most known.
Yeah. And your casual attendee there, that I think that's a great way to aim it rather than, yeah, throw 180 plants at them. Also, go ahead. Yeah.
Thanks. Ahead, I was thinking that with the pollinators, maybe you don't need if you want to do the photos of the wildflowers, and I had seen Robert's, it's really nice, but then you could maybe have the wording to say yellow is usually these types of pollinators, like, I don't know, because I don't know this.
Bees. I'd never even thought about them in different colors, but yeah, I guess like moths are go to white, and hummingbird, you know, they're different depending on what color the pollinators are looking for. But that would be interesting.
And it's a good educational piece, you know, to put out there, because if we're just describing flowers, that'll be a nice set. And put a little blurb, and these are the insects, or, you know, butterflies or whatever is attracted to hummingbirds.
But if you just say, if you're running out of space, what my point was saying yellow and just write bees, because it's like that little, instead of putting a picture of a bee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, I don't think the flowers, photos on there is not really necessary. I mean, yeah. Most people know.
Well, we can come up with a design. I mean, I can help and kind of, you know, I'll see what, I can send you more examples of what I've seen in the different areas, because that's what kind of do, you know, when I go into different areas and get some ideas at different parks. But for the bigger sign, if we just want to come up, or I can talk with the folks at the college of what is the biggest size we can get away with putting out there, like the 24 by 24 or 24 by 18. So we can kind of get our range from that when we create the file for that.
And somebody mentioned talking to the art department about design at the college, that it might be a good thing. Somebody who can do design like that.
That was great. I think I like that idea too, whoever suggested it.
And the more we get them involved in it, the better, really. So that's the whole idea, I guess.
When Ashley and I were looking at the garden the other day, we saw a lot of sculptures and things that were done from the art department. And then the things that Connie shared mentioned collaborating with them. I don't think we have someone listed that we talked to, but it's going to be another role where someone needs to be the liaison. So I don't know if we have the person, you know, like based on how things are going, I don't know if we have a person like that to do that in a timely fashion. It's a cool thing if it would happen. I just don't know if it can be done.
Yeah, I think they have like a pottery class or something. Some of that stuff that's in the garden, I don't remember where I saw that though. Might be on the Brookhaven website.
They probably have a graphic design program of some sort, and a graphic design would probably be the one that would do something like that. You know, like a graphic design 2-year program. Is it a 4-year college or 2-year, Brookhaven?
I don't know that.
But anyway, they should, graphic design, if they have that program, I bet someone could do it.
Might push us out though, trying to get that, or it might faster to just.
It might do it ourselves.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's hard to work with schools because they already have their kind of work laid out, and they would probably have to do it on their own time.
We're also getting towards the end of their semester too, right? You know, they probably finish up in May. So,
Robert, do you actually have like a file that we could just change the words?
I'll send the files that I had for the ones we did for the Wildflower Meadow. And there was another one that I did a restoration of prairies and listed some of those names. So I'll send that in the, I'm out of the office this week, so I can drop it in next week. That's okay.
So, but what I mean is like, cause you've sent us PDFs, but if you have something, since nobody in the team seems to have any design, just being able to just have an actual file open on whatever and change it.
Just edit the existing one.
Yeah, edit an existing file. I don't know how your employer would feel about that, but just, you know, curious about how to move forward, because we're still relying on a magical person to like make a file for that. Okay. I'm not sure where we're going to end up. I mean, Robert's examples are awesome, but Robert, you're not going to do that, right? Like
I don't do that. We have a whole team that does it for us, but I'll see what files that they use. Cause I know they use some application to design this, but I'll find out what we can use or they can share with me that I can send to the group, whoever's going to work on the design.
Cool. You know, and if you don't find someone to do that at the college or on this team, you might put a note out asking for the general membership, if there's anyone that would like to volunteer some time to get VH to do a design, because we have lots of graphic designers or several graphic designers in the chapter. So you might want to think about that.
That would probably be faster too than the college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Angel, we can run that by Alex if you want to.
But there is not one current one for that, right? For the there's no logos out there yet. There's no design, nothing that we can just kind of clean up a little bit or work on or.
Mm-mm. There's nothing out there right
now. Nothing out there. Okay. Okay. Well, it'll be a good start. And I'll see what I can get away with them doing something for us there. I can't promise anything, but I'll see what I can do.
Okay. I do some really rudimentary graphic design stuff, but so yeah, as far as, so I don't know if need somebody to fall back on, I might be able to do something, but I'm better at manipulating other people's things than coming up with something original.
Got it.
The other thing, Robert, if the people, the sign people themselves have a file, they can share that we just, again, edit something like post in pictures very easily or something that doesn't require Photoshop.
Yeah, I can ask. We've used a few different ones. Fast Signs, sometimes we'll give them logos and they design them for us. They lay them out for us. So the biggest thing is having logos of some sort that we would need to use or would like to use. But that's how I send them sometimes. I'll send them a whole bunch of logos and they kind of group them together. You know, sometimes we'll have to space them out and they make, you know, and then the wording, whatever I attach to it.
Is there anything we need to be doing like right now on the outreach stuff for Head Start?
Yes. So I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do for, Ashley was in the meeting with me, so she knows that.
But I don't.
Yeah, we have they want to have some educational objectives. And here, I was going to reframe this. We don't have all the people who said they were interested, but in general, I really envision this less as a lesson than like a park ranger situation where you have like a table and you have some skins or whatever. So, but like pollinator focused. So we want to communicate if we're going to be teaching about the parts of the plant, which is one of the things they were interested in, or who are pollinators or why conserving water is important. Then we have a table that goes to that, but to them, we can send them what we want to talk about so they can do more lesson-y things with the kids in prep for the garden. So I wanted to have more brainstorming because I think people have different experiences working with kids and some ideas from doing events on who wants to lead what and, you know, how we're going to present it. And it's like, mostly it's that, like, we're going to actually have a table adjacent to the garden, have some like Chuck came up with having the bird nest, and he has some footage of like birds in the nest and everything like that he can share with the kids so they can walk over for a little bit on that field trip, the outreach field trip, and just chat with him a little bit, little groups at a time.
So kind of kids through stations. So instead of dealing with all 30 or 50 or however many kids at once, we're breaking that group into three different groups. Then we're dealing with 15 instead of, you know, 50. Okay.
Right.
How many stations do you foresee having?
I was thinking 6 to 7, but it's dependent on interest and, you know, what we can do. So the bird nest, like that might be, as long as they're kind of see, they can be away. They're not trampling plants or anything like that. If we're having kids drop in sunflowers, then we want to have, you know, maybe 4 at a time so that we can really like make sure, you know, and where we're going to have everything set up. Like I was looking at, you wet the dirt, you dig out where you're going to put in the seeds, and they're really, you just hand it to them and they're like going to drop it in
and like pound it for themselves or in our garden. Where are they going to plant the sunflowers?
In the garden. We can do it, because we just thought this was, you know, it seems the most logistically. And then the teaching element, some of the kids will come back next in the, you know, they'll be there in the summer and come in the fall. Yeah. So they might see, if they see any sunflower come up, they will think it's their sunflower. So
of course they will.
Do I need to get sunflower seeds for that?
Yeah, I have that in the, I figured I think maybe like $50. I was going to put $50 just for miscellaneous stuff that we would need for that Head Start outreach, because we don't need snacks. Most of the stuff I'm thinking we're going to be able to find, but you had mentioned sunflower seeds, Angelica. So I put that in. I just said 50. I think we should just say 50. I haven't done anything yet, but we should say 50.
Sounds reasonable.
Do we know about how many kids there are total? Or how many seeds we need?
Yeah, we need, hold on. So we're looking at like, if everyone shows up and gets a permission slip, et cetera, it would be a total of 98. Okay. Or wait. Yeah.
So we'll say 80.
No, maybe it's 88. Sorry, but it's around there. So I think if we do 100, we're covered.
Right.
Right. Nice. And Colleen, just be careful where you source the seeds and make sure those sunflower seeds are native to North Texas.
Would that be something you could get from the group if we asked? I mean, Ashley did so good asking. Is that something that you've seen offered through the naturalist group?
No, I've never seen sunflower seeds offered because they're so ubiquitous. Yeah. Yeah. We have, you know, other seeds, and I've collected seeds from lots of different things, but never sunflowers, only because they're so abundant. We haven't needed to.
Where would be a good place to go for that? Or
I think
there's, you know, Native American seeds is a good place to get them. You might try North Haven Gardens if you're, you know, near it as well. And, you know, the Dallas Library has a free seed program as well at the Central Library. I'm not sure what all they have there, but they do have seeds there. And
what about the Native Plant Society? I got to contact the Native Plant
Society. We usually don't have a lot of seeds. They sell plants in that. There may be some that have seeds. You know, I have a lot of echinacea seeds and, you know, different things like that, but I don't have any, didn't gather any sunflower seeds, but.
I'll check with those. That's a bunch of good options.
It's not just the Dallas Library. I think Denton, there's a few other public libraries that have these seed banks, and they're free. You don't have to like replace the seeds or anything.
Yeah.
That's my question.
We've got one in Farmers Branch, although I hadn't really looked at it. It seemed like it was mostly food seeds, vegetable seeds, but I haven't even looked at them in a year, so they probably expanded it. I'll go over there and check. And if not that, I was going to be going to North Haven Gardens pretty soon too. So I'll see what they've got there seed wise.
So for the outreach, just making sure the seed thing is, and then I just wanted some people, you know, so that we don't have to have more meetings. If people could just either Google Doc, put in ideas, you know, as we, Colleen's talking to Shelby about the trunk. So they have stuff in it. So we can just, even if it's for older grades, if we can show them something, you know, anything that's in there, it'll be visual. So
yeah.
I did talk to Shelby today, and I guess when I hear trunk, I thought there was like this one magical trunk, but apparently there's a mammal trunk, a bird trunk, a prairie trunk, a wetlands trunk, and a forest trunk. I think I'm missing.
And a pollinator trunk.
Thank you. That's the most important one.
Yeah.
So, I didn't realize this, you all may know this, but if you go to the resources on the webpage, you know how we always click on our class resources? Right under us is one that says trunk, and it will tell you everything that's in those trunks. Mm-hmm. So there's some pretty good stuff in there. And I spent a little bit of time looking at the pollinator one this afternoon. But now that I kind of have a vision, not an idea of what we want to do with stations, you know, I'll look at it again, Angela, and try and look for ideas of activities. But yeah, these are like big trunks full of stuff. Now I heard that you can be a little unorganized at times, and there's like a point person you have to call to reserve the trunk and all that. But has anyone noticed that stuff on the webpage?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd looked at all that junk
maybe I'm the last one to find it.
Cool, and I think it would be a good idea to use that. And we probably need to get on that pretty soon about reserving it for. Yeah. That's the other thing I was going to say. I think Angel had thrown out three different dates, like April 17th through 19th. But we're really just going to do two of those, maybe. I don't remember. But anyway, that's something. Yeah, the trunks are probably, I know some of them are pretty in demand.
Especially the month of April, from what I
see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we can figure out what dates.
Angel, do we have dates for sure? Or are we still open?
Yeah, I posted them to see how people's availability was, but I'm leaning toward the 12th and the 13th. I'm not available on Mondays. So the
I saw the 12th and 13th. I wasn't sure if that was set or not though. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other thing is we thought about having maybe the 14th as a rain date just in case. Mm-hmm. You know, and we were going to try to also find out about maintenance and, you know, just to try and make every, because plan everything and then lawnmowers are going through.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, one other thing. Although I said I was going to do this, I had this idea and Angel jumped right on it about, for the video, well, I'd kind of had envisioned a video presentation just like in chronological order from starting, you know, with photos and some video and narrative on there. So somebody doesn't have to make a bunch of cardboard sheets, you know, and prop them up or stand up in front of the crowd and, you know, for the presentation and stand there and talk and point at stuff. That's because I'm really averse to speaking in front of crowds, but, I'd had the idea of having everybody do just like a short selfie video intro. And like I say, Angel jumped on it. I hadn't done it yet. I'm just saying, hi, I'm so-and-so. I decided to work on this project because blah, 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 just, you know, 20 seconds and run all those at the very beginning of the presentation. And then, cause that kind of says here I am, who I am, why I'm here type of thing. So no rush on those. It's not going to be put together for months. So, but just throwing that out there.
Okay.
And that's all I can really think of. I'll have to get in touch with Sam Kieschnick because I'm sure he's like swamped during National Mothing Month or whatever it is. But
I had no idea there was such a thing.
Yeah, but he's willing to do stuff like this. I mean, if he has free time, he's more than thrilled to do it. And even though it would be in the evening, it'd be great to have, I mean, if some of the parents come, you know, or anybody, I mean, it's open to the public, bring kids because he loves kids and he loves teaching. So, and that I love seeing kids get excited about stuff like that rather than afraid of it. So, anybody else have any fabulous ideas?
I think this all sounds great. Connie, is this stepping along with the ideas of what you guys had when you set up the wants for the project?
Yes. Y'all are doing great. I like all your ideas that you're coming up with. Just get that little preliminary budget ready and send it to me, and then I'll sign off on it. I'm sure I probably won't have any suggestions, but just in case, then you can get it off to David and Sue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good because you know what flies and what doesn't. So,
yeah.
No point in sending the stuff in that you know is not going to go.
Yeah.
You know, and then as you get further along, you know, you might check INAT and to see what pollinators have visited the garden, you know, because whenever, you know, people are get out there and document and post that. So, you know, that might be something when you're starting to work on the signs. And then, you know, the most prolific plants that are out there, you know, use those and what the pollinators like those. And as far as the little individual signs for all the plants, there is a budget for the project as a whole. And so those labels and all of that come out of that budget. So you don't have to worry about that. As we find new things that come up and others that seem to have disappeared. So
got it.
That's it. Y'all are doing great.
Okay. Oh,
feels I like thought it's of starting to come together.
in the, yeah, the outlook guidelines, whatever you want to call it, that you set up, that reminded me of adhering to the SMART goals. And when I, it was so funny when I saw that, because I'm like, EGAD, corporate America again.
That was a big work.
That was a big thing at work. Yeah, everything had to be smart, smart, smart. And so I don't know, is that something we actually, Cassandra had mentioned that, do we actually need to submit something like that, or just kind of use that as our guideline, general guideline?
Yeah, just use them as your guidelines.
Okay.
I mean, so far, everything is, you guys have talked about has, like, you know, the outreach, like we have a date, we have a number of children, we have like that is, to me, that meets the SMART goals, like the signs, I think it falls into it. It's not like we're like, and then we're going to build this thing and we're going to have like, none of this to me seems like we're really pie in the sky. And I think that's where the SMART goals are, just trying to make sure that you're going to get the things that you want to done, get them done during the timeline. And so far, everything just seems like it's ticking along that path to me, and we have to do SMART goals at work. So I was like, that was right on my typical vocabulary.
Oh, and one thing, Connie, there was it's been out there for 10 days or so. We're talking about the pottery that the art department did. There's like a long kind of a leaf, almost like a tropical leaf. And I don't know whether it fell, was hung and fell. It might've been, because it was like one of the things to catch water for birds or insects.
Yeah, most.
But anyway, somebody put it up on the table under the shelter there. And I didn't know whether it needed to be hung when we're out there Monday or.
All right. I'll look at it. I'll look at it on Monday. And it would have been something to hold water for bees, basically. Mm-hmm. And the classes, the pottery, it was most of those were the adult ed pottery classes. All the ceramics classes that were out there. I think the metalworks were part of the actual school students' curriculum that they were doing, but I'm not for sure on that. Anyway, yeah.
Okay. We're about to hit the end of our free meeting time anyway, so.
Thanks for setting this up, Chuck. I appreciate it. And
You bet.
Budget numbers, I think we're good, and we'll proceed.
All right.
Sounds good.
And if whoever shows up for work days in the future, we can yap some more about it then in person.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.